beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not-so-humble host, Dr. Von Vrilok, master of phantasmic sciences and the psionic arts. Tonight I'm talking about psionic splicing. Why? Because I have a new book. Fresh off the press. Well, it'll arrive here in about a couple of weeks. And you may pre-order your book with an ETA as early as perhaps the first week of December, if not sooner. Psionic splicing is a breakthrough, a revolutionary methodology of radionics and psionics. All mysteries penetrated in this particular book. But that's not all, folks. This book will only cost you $29.99, and you can have this physical book in your hands. And if you order now, if you pre-order, you can have psionic splicing in your Christmas stockings for your little goblins or your favorite sultry mistress or whatnot. So enjoy. Now, why do you need psionic splicing? Well, I'm about to tell you. The reason you need it is because we are entering into a world where you have fewer and fewer choices. The options are narrowing. Is it your fault? Well, perhaps not. Not directly. You've done everything you can. You do your civil services. You pay your taxes. But that's just not good enough for the Descocrats. Oh, no. And it never is. You know, I'm not sure which one I would prefer to put up with. Is it the Descocrats or the Technocrats? Well, like I said, we're not going to have the choice. The option isn't there. It's not in the cards. Technocracy is before us. It is within us. It has been for a while. But I digress. One day we will live in a world that will be fantastic. It will be a better world. But getting there is going to be a bumpy ride, to say the least. And many of us will not be very happy taking our time passing through one world into the next. But this transition will happen, smooth or not, resist it or not. There are alternatives. For those of you who have had the miraculous fortune to have read my third Vrilok Practical Guide, The Wondrous Wheel, VPG3, you know very well what I meant by challenging a future of artificial intelligence and advanced technology with the psionic talent of telemechanics. Developing this power now will make you stronger than anyone on the planet who has, let us say, implants or the latest technology to control computers, because you will have a natural developed gift, whether it is very strong or not. You will develop some aptitude for influencing systems. That is indeed important. Well, as we don't have very many choices, about life. I mean, you walk out your door, and depending upon where you live, you'd better have your mask on, or there just might be a lynch mob coming for you. Or they might just call the local constabulary, the police, to escort you out of wherever it is that you happen to be a threat to other people because you are not wearing a mask. Despite what some dentists are saying of people coming in with problems because of wearing masks all the time, bacteria build up and this and that. Despite our best senses, your best senses, common sense, that's out the window. Technocrats don't need common sense. They just need you to comply. All right, so psionic splicing, how does that fit into all of this? I mean, you got the wondrous wheel. You know something about that. You know you can do a few things with telemechanics. You can, some of you may even be able to whip up some good old-fashioned PK kinetics. Or perhaps some incidental PK kinetics. Perhaps some micro psychokinesis. Oh yes, very effective, very important to have. Perhaps even more so to possess microkinesis than the macro telekinetic powers that everybody who's watched Akira and Star Wars would love to have. Stop drooling. Pay attention. I'm talking about micro psychokinesis, and that is far more useful for where we're headed. Now, psionic splicing is a little different. Psionic splicing is a book that is intended to help you make a transition from the traditional ritual magics into the high technical magics of psionics. And you will have more choices because everything that you do is far more simplified, at least physically. There aren't very many theatrics or anything like that that you must do. There are no gods or goddesses to pay heed to. You can literally take what you want from god forms, devils, demons, and angels, and splice them in order to come up with a formula that will create for you the ultimate minion or servitor that will well be indeed alive and work for you. Prior to this, most magicians have relied upon old medieval grimoires, ancient tomes, and overused keys to certain spirits. I have myself as well. But there's a little problem there. When we open ourselves up to intelligence patterns of supposed, purported, pre-existing intelligences or spirits, we get whatever comes with it. But with splicing, we can take what we want and we can discard that which we do not want. And that is why this book is so incredibly important to you. If you are a chaos magician or even a traditional magician, do not let the name psionic splicing detour you from reading this book. You should indeed read this book, because this book is freedom, and it is a breakthrough penetrating the mystery of spirit and working with minions and servitors in a way like never before. And some very nice artwork, if I may be so, well, humbled, truly. Artist K.A. knocked out one of the best illustrations ever for this cover. So this book will be a wonderful collectible to all occultist, New Age enthusiast, and, well, if you just happen to have a little curiosity and you like collecting books on the mysterious and paranormal and unusual, add this book to your collection. You know, we tend to wonder where we're all headed right now with so few choices. Everyone's looking at the president or the president-elect, or this congressman or that congresswoman, senator, speaker of the house, and this and that. But when I look more carefully, who I see that matters so incredibly today and has mattered since the IT boom, oh, even going further back before then, based on some of the white papers I've read. But I'll digress on that. Going back as far as the 1930s, the technocracy is in the hands of powerful tech giants. Not just technical giants, as in IT giants, manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, law, medicine, all of it. It's all part of an industrial complex, but now we have the champions of the New World Order, who are their mega CEOs and their top-notch investors, the top dogs. Well, many CEOs recently met from top Fortune 500 companies to discuss what they should do if the current presidency refuses to make room for the elected president. I'm talking about the inauguration of the next president to come in. What if the current president refuses to accept defeat, depending on what his actions might be? Well, these CEOs met to discuss this, and they will be meeting again to discuss what to do. Those are the people who are more so going to make the biggest impact in our lives. And of course, like I said, the world's top investors as well, not just the CEOs, and so on. Bottom line is that we will be making a transition into a new world. And what I want you to do is to live without fear. Find the advantage in any new system, because that system is essentially the maze that we all exist in, that matrix. We are like lab rats in a labyrinth. And we must learn how to navigate it. We must learn how to take advantage of those systems. Now, with psionics, we can influence some things like new technologies, who will innovate them, who will produce them. I have a book on that called Yellow Magic. It's on Amazon under a different name, different author name. I have many books and documents in my Insiders Club at Vrilok.club, such as The World Circuit, Mass Influence, Localized Energy, and myriad other documents, audio logs, lectures, personal journals, and how-to videos that will teach you how to take power into your hands. But the power that you take into your hands is not power normally shared. This will be independent knowledge. This will be individualistic power. But when you have this individual and independent knowledge, you're not alone. You have all the forces in the world, all the aspects of nature, the cosmic all, on your side, because you are working at this, towards this end of becoming self-empowered psionics. Your life will change. As you continue to practice and pursue psionics, you will come to a time when your life feels as if you have literally leapt off the pages of a comic book, and you will never be the same ever again. So, the door is open to you. Vrilok.com/shop and support Dr. Vrilok's great work. My dream to build the greatest psionics lab and the new psionic brotherhood. Go out there, read my books, join my club, and make the world obey. Thank you for joining me on Planet Vrilok tonight. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.